Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition. And happy birthday, Robert.
Yes. Wow. It's my birthday. And do I look 71? Hey, we're here with Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350. And she's talking about this past weekend where she was at the DFL convention. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, we talked a little bit just before the break, or she talked a little bit just before the break. And, you know, we get a lot, you got some white allies helping you out, and that was awesome to hear, because sometimes that goes the other way, Wendy, as you've witnessed in our lives here, is that you get that white savior kind of complex, and they're going to have to do it and fix you. So yeah, let's hear what Nancy had to say. It sounds like that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
Right. You know, again, it took a little work to get that, of course, you know, and back to what, you know, Christian's drag outfit was, really got a lot of attention. He had a blue, you know, party blue and our DFL party blue gown on, and had the, you know, the ruffly shoulders and the collar, and he had a top hat, huge top hat that read Honor the Treaties. And of course, you know, his stage name is Deja. Deja was beautiful. And I think he got more pictures than the governor. He said it at the end of the day, if I would have taken a dollar for every photo that was taken, I'd probably have about $300 in my pocket today. But, you know, we did it to, again, like I said earlier, open the door and help create some messaging, you know. And when I thought about it just last night, kind of deep, I was like, you know, it was even, you know, kind of cool, because we're dual citizens as Native Americans. And so you kind of got that DFL, the colonized government, non-Native side of us. And then you had Honor the Treaties on there. So it was, yeah, there you go. It was totally, yeah. He's like Keith Ellison in that photo there. So we actually had the opportunity to meet with Keith Ellison, our senator. Keith Ellison is our attorney general. Yep. Aaron Murphy, our senator Aaron Murphy. There was Tina Smith, and I can't remember who. Oh, Steve Simonson, and the Secretary of State for Minnesota. He does a lot with the voting rights. So there was not just relationship building within the delegates. There was also relationship with the DFL leadership and some of our elected officials. And so we kind of watered the seed when it comes to our treaty work. Yep, there's Tina Smith and Christian. Yes, and that was so, so powerful. And it was very inspiring to a lot of people to say, hey, you know, you're courageous for showing up like that today, and you're very beautiful at the same time. So, again, I couldn't tell you how much love we got. And back to the resolution itself, when I asked for the rules to be suspended, a union worker also had asked for the rules to be suspended for Resolution 55, the mining, you know, in the Iron Range area. And they clumped them together. And then we took another vote, and it didn't pass. And I'm like, oh my God, made that fourth attempt to be heard, and it didn't work. And this is when this one non-Native lady, she addressed the floor, and she said, that's not fair. And then another non-Native young man came up, and he says, I want to hear the Native woman speak to the treaties. I think you should give her 10 minutes. She made some good points. They need to be heard. It's their homelands, and they should have that opportunity. And it worked.
That's awesome.
Oh, and I felt so honored to have these non-Natives, you know, amplify our struggles. And that's kind of what we've seen at Camp Firelight. You know, in the 8-day occupation, had it just been us Natives out there, Robert, they would have had us cuffed and stuffed in a couple hours. But that's when we funny. Called on our allies to come hold space with us and help share our story and amplify our struggles, we were out there for 8 days, and we control the narrative for 8 days. We maintained the sheriff's authority, held back the Northern Lights Task Force twice, and we exited on our own terms. So, you know, we did that with our allies, and we couldn't do this great work without them because, again, you know, our words continue to fall on deaf ears, as it almost happened at the DFL, until the allies, they came out of their comfort zone. So if you want to know as an ally how you help us, and this is one way. That was a clear example at the DFL convention of what that support could look like. And again, I want to say Chi Miigwech to those two allies that really, really made it possible for us to speak. And I also want to give a shout out to my coworker Noelle at MN350. She spoke to the treaties and to the Clean Water Act for the Fond du Lac Reservation on the Mining Resolution 55. And there was a couple more other allies, you know, delegates that did the same thing. And so I'm still processing all the stuff that happened this weekend, and 90% clearly that is an increase from 2018. Because if I remember right, Robert, we barely made a majority vote then. But what we need to do now, after we're learning to live with COVID, we've been on the action agenda in the DFL party since 2018. But because some of us shied away because of COVID, the work didn't get pushed forward. So now we want to talk with our local elected officials, our legislators, to say, how do we create policy and legislation that honors our treaties and respects the self-determination of those tribes?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, Nancy, what's important too is that, you know, you in a good way have put these people on notice. And I think that's what's awesome. And then also with the allies speaking up, I mean, black and white is right or wrong. And people have, you know, can rationalize and say that, no, this isn't right or this isn't wrong. You know, doing that and having those white allies speak up for you was an amazing story.
And it was, you know, Robert, and I think what you need to do at the same time is just give them a little treaty 101, because most of our allies don't even know they're treaty people. And when you share that story, that shared history, and what the future could look like together as treaty people, people are non-Native allies are curious to know more about being a treaty person and what the future could look like together under treaty obligation responsibility. And we can't imagine and create a future that we can all thrive in together. And that's the whole goal here, is to live in peace as the treaty is intended, and to leave the earth in a better way, you know, because there's so much that we can do to make that happen too, Robert. And that's why we need to show up. And I'm looking forward to Rock the Vote, because it's not just teaching our people how to register to vote, but how do you become a delegate? You know, 2024 is right around the corner, Robert, and that's the presidential election. So we got to start talking about what voter education looks like, how to make an informed vote, and how to stay engaged so we can hold these candidates' feet to the fire.
Well, and I think in the same breath, in the same time too, what we're doing, Nancy and Wendy and, you know, Gina and Ogama, is that we are educating the masses. And one of the things, I mean, I've talked to so many people recently because of my other job, and we're talking about how Ho-Chunk have been here for 10,000 years but aren't recognized. And people that are Native understand that. The people that are maybe 40 and older know that. But people younger don't know how we were pushed out of here by the Knights of the Forest, who is the precursor of the Ku Klux Klan, and how they were murdering Ho-Chunk right at 1862 and all those things. So when Wendy gives news about our sacred animals, and you give news about treaties and water and things like that, our allies are more educated.
Correct. You know, because you're not going to find a lot of the, you know, the history in their history books, you know, because they don't want people to know, you know, the atrocities of the past and how we got here today. And, you know, what's so inspiring, Robert, there's so many people out there, you know, putting up a good fight for all the things that matter. You know, it's just not us protecting the water are trying to defend the treaties. There's the MMIW. There's our missing children, you know, in the schools. And so I encourage people, find a way to help, because, you know, this is your purpose. This is our original instruction to take care of each other. And there's a lot of work we got to do to make that happen. And first and foremost, we need to take care of each other, too. So this is a good way to come together. And when we stand together, we don't stand alone. And so just kind of like at the convention, me and Chris, with just two of us, and we worked so hard to persuade and spread this the treaty seed at the convention. And we didn't think we were going to be able to do it, but we had a pep talk before we went in on Friday and said, we got this. And you know, we were so determined just to keep ourselves busy at all costs and make sure that people were listening, people were connecting with us, most importantly, because, again, you know, it's about Native culture. We've always cared for every living thing. And this is, you know, a good way to show up to say we're here to protect you, too.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wendy, any comments?
No, it's great. It's inspiring. And Nancy, I think that, you know, with Rock the Vote Native style and just being on the show tonight and all the other times you've been on, I think that you really inspire people to get involved, you know, in local politics and just to get to know their city council members and their legislators and their House representatives and their senators. It's important just to know who they are and so that they could help you.
Yeah, I just got to say something too to that, Wendy and Nancy. We have hundreds of people watching us on Facebook and YouTube at the same time. And when you're on, Nancy, the numbers go up, and it's great because of your knowledge and how interesting this is to our allies and everybody out there.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Robert, because I met you know, I'm really bad with names, especially at a convention when there's so many people. But I met one of our listeners, and I was like, wow, you know, and it was so cool to meet him in person. And I would have never known had he mentioned it, you know. But yeah, I think, you know, just showing up and learning along the way is the best way you do this, because, you know, I was a nursing student prior to Standing Rock. And, you know, somehow my heart was compelled to go help our relatives out there. And I've been going since, and I haven't stopped. And I feel good. I feel like I have a purpose in this life of mine, and that I'm not just working a 9-to-5 job and shopping and creating more waste for the world. I'm doing something good, and that's how I sleep good at night.
Wow, what a great way to end this. Peenie Geek.